Now, I have a story about Fragile X syndrome and how researchers have found a possible new treatment. Fragile X syndrome is the most common genetic cause of mental retardation in boys and the main single gene cause of autism. It's caused by a mutation on the X chromosome in the Fragile X mental retardation 1, or FMR1, gene. It stops the protein that this codes for from being made. The protein, FMRP, is essential for brain development and also for female fertility. Individuals with the mutation show symptoms including learning difficulties, problems with social interaction, and physical symptoms like prominent ears and enlarged testicles in boys after puberty. Now, at the moment, there isn't a treatment for the syndrome as a whole, and individual symptoms like hyperactivity and anxiety are treated separately with separate drugs. But now, work carried out by Aubin Michelon and Michael Sidorov, published this week in the journal Neuron, has pointed to a possible treatment for multiple symptoms of Fragile X. Previous work has shown that one of the ways Fragile X affects the brain is through one of the receptors for the neurotransmitter glutamate. This mGlu5 receptor behaves abnormally in patients with Fragile X and prevents proper signalling at the synapses, which are the little joins between the nerves in the brain, causing the cognitive impairments. Drugs that cause short-term inhibition of these receptors have been shown to produce a reduction of symptoms, but until now, no studies of longer-acting mGlu5 inhibitors has been carried out. Michelon and Sidorov worked with mice without the FMR1 gene, which meant that they didn't produce the FMRP protein, and these mice show similar learning and memory deficits to humans with Fragile X, as well as sharing the hypersensitivity to auditory stimuli. The team administered the drug CTEP to adolescent mice and then observed them after 4 weeks of treatment and 17 weeks of treatment. The idea of using adolescent mice and not newborns was to see if treatment with this drug could reverse symptoms in a brain that was already almost fully developed, rather than trying to prevent symptoms from developing in a still developing brain.
Well, it makes sense to be looking at adolescent brains, but what did they see? What were the results?
Well, after 4 weeks, they found that the treatment had reversed the deficit in learning and memory compared to the control mice and also their hypersensitivity to sounds. And then after the 17-week treatment, the mice showed a reduction in their hyperactivity as well. And it also partially corrected their enlarged testicles, so a physical response as well, but without causing any reduction in testosterone levels or general fitness of the mice either. Now, mGlu5 inhibitors are already in clinical trials for Fragile X in humans, so the researchers hope that these studies will show the breadth of improvements for these patients as they found in their mouse study.
So it's clearly treating a lot of the symptoms. That probably suggests that what it's targeting is really the root cause.
It also means that at the moment, people with Fragile X are taking a lot of different drugs for a lot of different symptoms, and hopefully, if this sort of mGlu5 long-term inhibitor turns out to be successful in the human trials, then it means that we can put people on fewer drugs which might have interactions that are giving them bad side effects.
So it's obviously one that we need to keep an eye on, but every time we discover something that is the root cause of a problem, that leads us closer to treating, to preventing. So really good news.